This important podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store, offering a wide selection of prepping and survival products, including nutritional solutions and storable certified organic superfoods. Check out our full selection at healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. Thank you for your support.
All right, welcome to 2012, friends. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, reporting for naturalnews.com about the Mayan calendar. Oh, wow, a lot of people are really interested in what's going to happen December 21, 2012. And there's all kinds of, you know, mysticism about that 12, 21, 12. A lot of numerology going on. A lot of people have a lot of theories about things that are happening. Well, hey, check out this screen behind me. This is the Chichen Itza relic from the Mayan civilization. Now, what's interesting about this is it's got four stairways that each have 91 steps, and that makes 364 steps plus one on top. That's 365. That's the number of days in a year. This is strong evidence that the Maya realized that there's roughly 365 days in a year, which is kind of cool. Yeah, they had a little calendar system working there. But I would caution you at this point here at the beginning of 2012, I would caution you, don't get too crazy into thinking that the world's going to end on December 21st, because believe me, it's not going to end, okay? We're going to be here a year from now talking about the same stuff. We're going to be talking about the economic collapse, the hyperinflation of the currency, becoming more self-reliant, growing more of your own food, you know, how to protect your freedom, how to be healthy, how to prevent disease, how to exercise your health freedom. We're going to be here in a year because the world is not ending on December 21st, 2012. I guarantee you. All right. And if I'm wrong, you know, on December 22nd, it won't even matter. Now, I jest, but look, don't put too much into this. All right. The Maya, I mean, they were a very interesting civilization. All right. It was like the Aztecs, like the Inca. All very interesting. We could learn a lot from each of them, but they were not gods, all right? They did not have a crystal ball. They could not see the future. They did not have special powers that we don't have today. Sure, they were closer to nature, but they were also weird in their own ways. I mean, they would sacrifice animals. The Aztecs would sacrifice their own children, sacrifice their own people, sacrifice them to the gods so they could have a better spring crop. Well, you know, that doesn't sound like a super advanced civilization to me. Come on. Who thinks that killing your children is going to grow better corn in the spring? You know, sort of an ancient superstitious, you know, cult-like religious group. That's what they were. There's nothing wrong with that. It was the dawn of civilization, you know. That was before we understood more things about science. That was before we had better consciousness, more spiritual awareness. That was before anyone really realized that animals have consciousness, okay? That plants have consciousness. You can't just murder animals because you want to sacrifice them for your springtime crop. That's not right. Today we have more ethics. Well, at least some of us. Maybe not the government. Maybe not some of the people out there. But I mean those of us who are conscious and aware, like you are. We know that animals are conscious beings. We know that even trees have a consciousness, right? So we're more advanced than they were. And we can't see the future. I mean, okay, maybe Nostradamus could in some way. And so he wrote in riddles for us to try to figure out that can be interpreted in 1,000 different ways. Okay, maybe. Maybe. Maybe some people have some precognition. I admit that that's possible. But this Mayan calendar thing, believe me, it's not an accurate document that says the universe is going to end, you know, and some of the Mayan calendar people are like, we're all going to have a massive awakening and we're all going to be transported to another dimension. Okay, believe whatever you want. I'm going to plant my non-GMO corn, okay? There's nothing wrong with having some beliefs that are, you know, pretty far out there. I mean, I might believe that there are multiple universes, all right? That might be out there too, but I'm welcome to have my beliefs just like you're welcome to have your beliefs. But the point is, I am not going to plan for the world to end on December 21st. I'm going to grow my food. All right, I'm going to stock up with some basic supplies that I need for survival. I'm going to face the future with a sense of preparedness and with the belief system that says we're still going to be here next year, so we better darn well get ready for it. You see, the danger in the Mayan calendar prophecies, I mean the more radical ones, and I'm not saying that all the people who write about the Mayans are wrong. You know, there's a lot to be learned from the culture, for sure. I mean, I lived in South America, and you know, the Inca have a lot to teach us. But if you go like fully into it and you think the world's going to end, then it makes you make some very bad decisions. Like, oh, I'm going to rack up all this debt on my credit cards because I won't have to pay it off after December 21st, 2012. The world's ending. How are they going to collect credit card debt after the universe implodes? All right, that is not rational thinking. And I know some people who are really doing that. They're like, we're not going to be here. So what does it matter? You know, they might, you know, party with crazy drugs, spend all your money, you know, do anything you want because we're not going to be here after December 21st. And that is a very dangerous line of thinking. It's not rational. It's not healthy. To be healthy, you got to think about the future. That we're going to be here. You need to take care of your physical body. You need to take care of your spiritual body, your spiritual being, which means you need to, you know, understand consciousness. You need to have a sense of ethics. You need to have some principles. And you need to take care of your own survival in the meantime. Which means in this physical world, if things go crazy in 2012, and I think we're going to have more social unrest, we're going to have more food riots, we're going to have more disruptions, you need to make sure that you can protect yourself, protect your family. Do you have a way to defend your physical body here? Because we are still in a physical plane. Don't forget that. I know a lot of people like to talk about, oh, last night I traveled out of my body and I went off, you know, over the world and then I came back into my body. Well, don't forget to protect your body, all right? So you might need some pepper spray. You might need a firearm if you live in a dangerous city. If you live in Miami, you don't want Miami to be collapsing around you and not have a firearm. Because believe me, everybody else does, and they don't have the ethics that you do. So, but whatever defense you need, have a way to defend yourself, keep yourself and your family safe. Because in this world, we still exist in a physical plane. This is something that drives me nuts about some of the New Age people, who I really admire, by the way. I mean, I practice meditation, I practice yoga, I'm into consciousness, I'm into recognizing the value of consciousness in animals and plants and many other things, and I'm into quantum physics and multiverse theories and all these things. I mean, I'm trained in sound healing, okay? I'm trained in lots of different vibrational medicine modalities. It's something I never even normally talk about. But you got to keep your feet grounded on this earth at the same time. This is the thing. If you get too carried away into that, people just leave their bodies. You know, it's like their consciousness leaves their bodies and they're gone. And they forget to take care of this. And they forget to take care of the ground underneath their feet and the garden that they should be growing in their backyard. And they're all off in la-la land experimenting with, you know, psycho drugs taken from various plants and mushrooms and things like that. And you know, there are some journeys out there probably that can be very educational, but if you spend all your time out there, you're not taking care of what's here. So don't forget to take care of what's here, folks. That's crucial for surviving 2012 and beyond. It's really a rational, balanced, grounded view of things, all right? So let me be clear what I'm saying. Remember where you are. You're in a three-dimensional world, but you have a multi-dimensional consciousness that inhabits this body at the same time. But don't forget about this physical world. So take care of your basics. Get prepared. Have your food. Have your water. Have your defenses. Have your garden. And from that place, then you can help others expand their consciousness. You can help, you know, explore new avenues for the future of human civilization. That's important. But it's, believe me, we're going to be here after December 21st, 2012. So don't put all your eggs in the Mayan basket, is what I'm saying. Because we're going to need you here. We need you here. Stay here. We need you to help rebuild civilization after the economic collapse that I think is coming. There's a lot of reconfiguration that's going to happen in the planet, across the planet in 2012. It doesn't have anything to do with the Mayan calendar. It has everything to do with human beings who have brought us to this point where the highly complex civilization in which we live is now standing on the precipice of systemic failure. That's what we need to be prepared against. And once we get through that, then we can move forward and help human civilization achieve a higher vibration, a higher consciousness, more art, more science, more spiritual awareness, all of these things that really are important to moving us forward as a species. In any case, you're welcome to your own beliefs. That's just my take on the situation, and I offer it humbly for your review. Thanks for watching. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger for naturalnews.com. Take care.
When it comes to prepping, you not only need good products that can help keep you alive, awake, aware, and nourished during difficult times, you also need products you can trust. At the Health Ranger store, we do extensive laboratory testing. Using an in-house lab that's ISO accredited, it's inspected, it's audited. It's a 2-year process to even get that accreditation. We use multiple mass spec instruments, state-of-the-art science. I'm a published science author as well and a patent holder on several technologies, some of which we use variations of in our lab. The purpose of this lab is to help you make sure you get clean foods, superfoods, storable foods for emergency preparedness and survival use. We have a certified organic lab-tested, what's called Ranger Bucket collection of storable foods with some survival gear in the buckets to help you even boil water and cook those foods and so on. It's a fantastic product. We can barely keep it in stock, even during normal times. In a crisis, we'll be wiped out of this product because it actually takes us a lot of time to make those products. But if they're in stock, you can get them now at healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. In fact, go to that URL, healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike, and you'll see some of our survival and preparedness supplies, including iodine, colloidal silver products and gel first aid products, storable foods, superfoods, medicinal herbs for first aid, and much more. We have a lot of products for you to help you be self-reliant, to be safe, to survive difficult circumstances, natural disasters, and all kinds of things. If you want to get prepared, do it with us at the Health Ranger store so that you know you're getting safe, clean, laboratory-verified preparedness foods, supplements, and other related products. Again, the URL is healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. All one word, no spaces. Prep with Mike. I'm Mike Adams. Thank you for your support.